Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sarah from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, how are things in Raleigh?
It's really great here.
You know, we've had a lot of people calling from North Carolina today, and they're just going on about how great it is.
It is. It really, really is. We're lucky.
Frankly, Sarah, it's a little wearing on us here.
I'm from Michigan, if that makes any difference.
All right, well, there you go. Sarah, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game in which you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Sarah's topic?
You'd be nowhere without me.
Behind every great personal success, there's somebody else trying to take credit for it and demanding a cut. This week, our panelists are going to tell you three stories about people staking somewhat dubious claims on someone else's brilliant accomplishment. Choose that true story. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. You ready to play, Sarah?
I'm ready.
Let's hear first from Roxanne Roberts.
Okay.
Some relationships turn into happily ever after, and some turn into best-selling albums. British singer Adele has just released her second chart-topping CD, and her ex-boyfriend wants a cut of the royalties. All those miserable breakup songs wouldn't have happened without him. He was such a lying, cheating bad boy that he inspired virtually all of her hits, and he believes he should get some of the profits. Quote, "For about a week he was calling and was deadly serious about it," the 23-year-old singer, who refused to name the cad, told Britain Sun newspaper. "Finally, I said, well, you made my life hell, so I lived it, and now I deserve it." Anyway, he's not getting a dime, and Adele is one of the richest women in Britain under 30.
There you go.
Okay.
Adele's bad boyfriend calling up and demanding a cut of her proceeds for inspiring her songs of anger and heartbreak. Your next story of someone trying to claim credit comes from Charlie Pierce.
There's an old pirate saying that dead men tell no tales, but dead men do have relatives who talk to lawyers. 2 years ago, a consortium of treasure hunters excavated a pit outside Fort Lauderdale and discovered the long-lost treasure of Mad Billy Wyler, a famous pirate of the 17th century. The treasure was valued at $16 million in gold and artifacts. The consortium was quite open about its use of a psychic in its researches and on the subject's reliance on a, quote, spirit guide named Maximilian to help them discover the treasure. This week, Martin Smithick, the descendant of one Maximilian Smithick, a member of the Wyler crew, sued the consortium seeking $2 million as compensation for his dead relative's work on the case. Smithick, who can document his ancestors' ties to Wyler because the two pirates were arrested and hanged together in 1697, said, "There is no reason why my ancestor should have worked for free just because he's dead. That's just, well, intellectual piracy." A lawyer for the consortium dismissed the action as a nuisance complaint and said that this suit, yes, wait for it, did not have a ghost of a chance.
The man suing some treasure hunters, saying his dead ancestor was the ghost that helped him find the treasure. And lastly, your story of somebody saying, "I did that, it was me," comes from Paula Poundstone.
It is a dog-eat-dog world out there. Deluxe doggy steps inventor Ray Nugent is being sued by his former wife, Beatrice George, who claims to have been the inspiration for the popular deceptively simple as-seen-on-TV product. It's three carpeted steps, but they've made millions for Nugent, which has his ex-wife baring her teeth. "The whole thing was because of me," says George. "I overfed the dog. We had Butchie Boy at the time. He was a beautiful basset hound. He loved to snuggle on the couch, but they're not climbers, and he couldn't get up. I used to beg Ray to help him up, but he was just too damn lazy. His idea was just a plank leaning up on the couch. Poor Butchie Boy slipped off and hit his chin a dozen times. I rushed him to the vet over and over. I kept saying, 'Ray, he needs traction.' That's how he thought of the carpet. I think she has a fairly strong case," says attorney Hugh McGinnis. "The dog was quite fat, and Butchie Boy's vet does have a record of treating chin lacerations a number of times." "She's nuts," claims Mr. Nugent. "Listen, I wanted the dog up on the couch just to keep her away from me. I suppose you could call that inspiration, but I'm not giving her a penny. She's a whack job. I thought of the carpeted stairs when stapling Beatrice's wedding dress to the plank didn't work for traction. The trial date has yet to be determined. The world must wait."
All right, so here are your three choices. From Roxanne Roberts, a story of how the miserable ex-boyfriend of the British singer Adele wants a share of her profits because, well, he inspired her misery. From Charlie Pierce, how the descendant of someone who, as a ghost, might have helped some treasure hunters find their treasure. He wants a cut. Or from Paula Poundstone, a woman who nagged her husband into coming up with a profitable invention, wants a share of that. Which of these is the real story of a dubious claim of credit?
That's hard.
It is.
I really think it might be Charlie's story.
You're going to go with Charlie's story of the gentleman who says his ancestor appeared as a ghost and helped some treasure hunters find their pirate treasure. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. We spoke to someone who knew about this real claim.
Adele's ex-boyfriend comes out of the woodwork. He keeps calling her, saying that he deserves some money for being such an inspiration for the new album.
That was Bridget Daly of Clever Music discussing the Adele story. So sorry, Sarah, but you did not get it right. You did, however, win a point for Charlie.
Arr! Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.